lovely article in the New York Times entitled Doctor at the Funeral by Dr. Daniel Ofri, MD, who is also the author of What Doctors Feel, How Emotions Affect the Practice of Medicine. Dr. Ofri, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
You have said that death is a given in medicine. That truism, though, doesn't offer much comfort when it's your patient who has just died. Tell us about that and, frankly, how that affected your emotions in the practice of medicine.
I have a student every month. So I was showing a student the ropes of the clinic, and he was very excited. And in the middle of this, one of the nurses came by and mentioned that one of my patients had passed away. And I was so shocked because I hadn't been expecting that. It was just like someone came over and punched me in the gut. And here I was with this brand new student all ready to start, and I was devastated.
This comes with the territory, doesn't it? And even though the way the information was presented seemed a little informal, that's unfortunately probably the way it's done. Oh, by the way, Dr. Ofri.
Yeah, often the deaths are expected. Someone's been ill, they have cancer, end-stage heart disease, and so we know it's coming. I had a patient die a few months back who had been declining for the last few years in severe pain, difficulty breathing, and so I wasn't surprised when she died. I was still very sad, but I knew it was coming. I knew that it was relief for her and her husband, who was a round-the-clock caregiver. Mm-hmm. So those are the deaths that put you in a somber and sad mood.
Please give us a little bit of the backstory and the context here. The patient, a woman, was 55 years old, who came to you a while ago and said, you know, doc, I haven't had a checkup in years, she confessed, but I'm planning to retire next year when I turn 55, so I should probably do one now. Take it from there.
Right, she was actually a nurse aide in our hospital, and we worked together for many years on the cardiac ward. And one day she said to me, would you be my doctor? I'm getting ready to retire, as you said, and I haven't had a checkup. Would you be my doctor? And I said, sure. And she was planning to move back home to North Carolina. And she was lovely, healthy. And then quickly on some routine lab, she was extremely anemic. And I remember asking her, and she said she always had a craving for ice, which is an unusual sign of severe anemia. And, of course, in the workup for the anemia, we did a colonoscopy and discovered a colon cancer. Really not expected. She was otherwise healthy, energetic, bubbly, and boom, we were suddenly quickly from routine pre-retirement visit to cancer treatment in the matter of just a few months.
Well, as an individual who's had three colonoscopies, each colonoscopy procedure found a polyp. The third time I flunked and had a cancerous polyp. So I'm a true believer in having these procedures. My heart goes out to her family. How unfortunate, and perhaps avoidable or evadable. I'm being a little judgmental here, but let's move on.
Yeah, hard to know. So it was a quick, you know, shift in gears from healthy checkup to we're going to chemotherapy. It was already advanced enough, but we were over the course of 2 years. She had surgery, chemotherapy, and this seemed to be a treatable illness. Maybe not curable, but treatable. And she was doing well. And over the one weekend. She was found dead in her apartment.
Wow. You attended the funeral, which is the basis of this story, Doctor at the Funeral by Dr. Daniel Ofri. Once again, the author of What Doctors Feel, How Emotions Affect the Practice of Medicine. What was that experience like?
You know, going to a funeral has an interesting place in medicine. On the one hand, we doctors always feel that we should attend the funeral, especially if patients we've known for a long time. Took the subway way up in the Bronx, some distant part of New York, in torrential rain, and found this little funeral home. And I remember the feeling of dread, because part of me didn't really want to accept that she had died. I had just seen her 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she was doing fine with her treatments.
Well, let me quote your article. You say, it hurts to keep seeing the bodies of your patients, bodies with whom you have been intimately familiar, laid out in stone, cold carriage. It hurts to see the face of someone with whom you've had a deeply personal relationship and conversation, and they are now rigid with that oddly blank expression. It just hurts. It probably isn't any easier for the family.
No, not at all. I think it hurts for everyone. And as a doctor, the patient becomes like a member of a type of family for you, and you keep having family members die off. So it has that similar feeling of when a relation dies, and it just keeps happening.
I read an article online by a Dr. Ronan Kavanaugh, who's an Irish physician, who says, some funerals may be too painful a reminder of our fallibility as doctors, and we may even be concerned that we will be blamed for the death at the graveside by angry, grieving relatives. Is that a concern of yours, or is that just part of the price of admission?
Well, you know, honestly, that's never happened. I find the reverse. Families are so honored that the doctor has attended, because I think they then see how important the patient was to the doctor, and that means a lot.
Well, I've had the same experience in the past interviewing oncologists, especially about going to funerals, and they cry, and it's very, very difficult. But very often, family members will come up to them, family members with whom they have prayed, for example, or who have been prayed for, and say, doctor, I know this must be very difficult for you, as you did your best, and my mother was very fond of you. I mean, here they are expressing compassion, sympathy, and empathy for the doctor, who may, in some cases, have kind of mixed emotions about the outcome. Is that difficult to deal with?
It's very much appreciated. It's emblematic of the connection that the patient and doctor have, and by extension, by the family. And I've never had a family be angry. On the converse, they're respectful, they're often comforting, always thankful and appreciative of the care and of showing. I think the act of showing up is so meaningful, because families realize that it's a big effort. You take time off your day, you leave and take many hours off. They recognize that it's an effort to go, and are so appreciative. And I think it's a moment of, I hate to use the word closure, I find that word a little too pat, but it's part of the chain of life. This is a moment to say goodbye in a different way than saying goodbye before someone passes away.
I read an article by a Thomas Lynch who said to physicians, lead with your humanity. I encourage you to be among the people of the dead when the time comes, and it always does. You will be improved by it. You can do something really good by just being part of that process. A phone call, a bereavement letter, 5 minutes at the wake, a cameo appearance at the funeral, a handful of dirt over the grave. It's very important, as you say, to achieve not only the participation, but the closure.
I think that any gesture of connection and humanity is always appreciated. And sometimes, with this patient who died a few months ago, an expected death, I didn't know about it until about a week or two later, so I couldn't go, but I called her husband and I sent a letter. I just wanted him to know how much she meant to me, and how impressed I was with the work. He really, you know, was an endlessly patient caretaker. And, you know, it's so painful for the family. I think that these things are important. I would want the same for me.
And what was his response?
He was so grateful and just had a chance to say goodbye to me and thank me for my care. And I think that often when patients in the system of medicine can feel anonymous, and the families feel like they're in the middle of this big waiting room and they're just one of hundreds of patients. So when they get this singular recognition of how important and unique and human they were by a phone call, a note, an appearance at the funeral.
There must be that wonderful moment of recognition for you when family members, loved ones, children see you and rush over to you. They're probably just absolutely thrilled.
For many of these people, I've heard about them but never met them. I've heard about the children and the aunts and the uncles. I've often just met one family member at a visit, and this is the time to see the greater weave of the patient's life. They live in a tapestry, and I just see one thread, one stitch in my visit, and I don't recognize until I go there what their neighborhood looks like, what their family is like, people I've heard about, the food that people eat, and I always wish, gosh, I wish I had this before.
Right. Thank you so much, Dr. Ofri. It's a joy once again to have you on Body Language on Radio MD.
It's a pleasure to be here.